Winners and weasels. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, it's always a little tougher, Al, when you're, you know, out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew the winner of the week the minute I heard it. Because
okay.
he did not just embody. He did not have what you would call a great week. But he acted in a great way. And that's more important for winners and weasels. The winner of the week to me was a man who gave us 8 years service as both a leader on the field and a leader in the clubhouse. And when the Eagles cut the cord and said goodbye to Jason Avant this week, as usual, he showed amazing class. Here's what he said about the fans.
To the fans in Philadelphia, for me, it was a pleasure of playing for them. People that drafted me here and the fans of Philadelphia, they deserve someone coming in every day with the mindset of wanting to win for them.
He had it figured out. He was so much more valuable than just what he did on the field. And I'm more worried about what he was like as a leader and how they will replace that on the Eagles. But, Rhea, have we ever had a more gracious goodbye than what Jason Avant gave this week?
He was absolutely class act. You know what I'll always remember about him?
Right.
And he never got, you know, enough credit for it? The block on Deshaun's. Remember the game-winning punt return against the Giants?
I forgot that
He
one.
Threw the block on it.
That's right.
I think he knocked himself out, too.
Only, like, one of the biggest plays of the last decade.
Exactly.
That was a Jason Avant class act. He will be missed spectacularly. All right, Weasel of the Week. Rhea, this is why I have no intention of following March Madness in any way. Because I can't stand the fraternity of coaches that overwhelm that sport. And this Jim Boeheim, coach at Syracuse,
he's lost it.
Is so out of control right now.
He needs to be suspended.
And no one will stand up to him.
Yep.
Now, what am I doing? I'm just naming my weasel. We know what he did against Duke a week and a half ago. We know what he did. Mm-hmm. It was one of the most embarrassing displays of a supposed leader at a university. He went berserk at a call by a ref, had to be removed from the game, thereby completely eliminating any chance his team had to come back in a crucial game. And last Saturday, he's at John Paul Jones Arena playing Virginia. And I guess he didn't like something about a security guard who was standing next to him. This was reported out.
He was the security guard was simply trying to point out which way to the exit.
To the exit, yeah.
He wanted him to know where to leave the arena.
Yeah, and their team's disintegrating.
All right. And Boeheim gets in his face and screams, "Your job is to stand there and be quiet." And then the guy attempts to apologize. And he gets closer to him. And he says, "You say nothing." First of all, it's America, right?
Yeah.
The guy can speak if he wants to. Why can't the guy say to Boeheim, "Go out that exit"?
He's the security guard. He can toss Boeheim if he wants to.
He should have.
Well, frankly, Boeheim needs to be suspended for this.
Boeheim.
I mean, it's a disgrace.
He will not be suspended.
No, because what it is he'll do his news conference like he did after that game, and people will find it charming because he was amusing.
He's a horrifying man. He's a disgrace. Say it again.
He needs to be suspended.
Say the disgrace part.
He's a disgrace.
Thank you. I just like hearing that.
Oh, no,
sounds,
I mean, it
sounds better when you say it.
This guy is, you know,
a disgrace.
I was always a Syracuse fan. I always, for some reason, when I was a teenager, I rooted for them.
Yeah.
And what he did to do that, it's just outrageous. But, you know, the apologists, you know, the Dick Vitales of the world, will find him charming.
Well, that makes it worse.
Yeah, they'll find
him
charming.
That's why I won't watch it.
No.
Do you understand? Because I'm over there. Now, what am I going to do? I got to watch a game that he's coaching and hear one of the announcers tell me how great he is when he's berating a poor guy who's just trying to do his job.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Jim Boeheim, Rhea, if I could make a list of the 10 people I want to slap in the face.
Oh, he'd be at the top.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a few others, but
you'd be on my list.
But you can't say he's not getting crit. I mean, he's he's getting torched for the Duke thing. I mean, it's hilarious.
No, I know he is,
he's
but
become
Al,
a cartoon.
No, Al, this is
a
lot just
of,
as bad.
A lot of people found his news conference fine. We had Martelli on.
Martelli found
have a
it entertaining.
No, he was his news conference after was great. No, no.
No, but those are coaches. The general public, he's
right in the kisser.
He's become a clown.
No, I know.
And, the, and he's lost four or five after going undefeated.
And all they'll do the whole tournament is kiss his ass. Well, I won't because I'm not watching it. Jim Boeheim's my weasel of the week. Here's what you play it for. $100 in New Jersey lottery tickets. Give your dreams a chance. Great stuff right now. They got a $2 million mega cash instant winner. You got to take advantage of it right now. Give your dreams a chance with New Jersey Lottery. I got a pair of tickets to see the Phillies play the Pirates in the On Deck Series. Tickets available at Phillies.com. They will be playing them on March 28th, and you will be in attendance. I got a pair of tickets to see. This, a lot of people are dying to see this. I know when we had you, Douglas, he loved this series, Al. The new chapter in the epic 300. It's a great saga. Takes action to a new battlefield. Now they fight on the water. 300, Rise of an Empire, is in theaters today. I'm giving you a pair of tickets. See that? I'm giving you a $50 gift card to Modell's. You can get some great Phillies gear, Eagles gear right there. And, yes, I'm going to do it, Al. I'm going to add in each the winner and the weasel prize pack.
Mm-hmm.
The one-of-a-kind commemorative T-shirt designed and produced
Jeez.
By movie legend Chaz Palminteri.
Ooh.
On Wing Ball.
Yep.
Mia Kids. Al, it's a beautiful T-shirt.
Yes.
The back, it's black, and on the back it's got Chaz's bucket list, and it lists your Wing Ball. You created. Yes. Al, you should be more honored that the guy who wrote and starred in Bronx Tale has done a T-shirt just for your event, and I'm including one in each of these packs.
Well, start lining up now.
All right. You're a horrible person. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. This is one of those kind of things where if you ever threw it out, you were going to regret it like 20 or 30 years later, like that Tim McGraw thing.
Absolutely.
Calling you right
no
now.
Question about it.
Winner of the week, Jason Avant. Weasel of the week, Jim Boeheim.